Hello? Hello, police. My name is Charles Krager, Dr. Charles Krager. I live at 87 West Street. I want you to come and get me. I just killed a man, Sam Drogon. Hello? Hello? The line's gone dead. Hello. I think we were cut off. Did you hear me? I said, come and get me. I just killed a man. His name was Sam Drogon.
Time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th hour.
I'm telling you, as sure as my name is Sam Drogon, I can mix these drinks together better than any barman in the world. Yes, sir, every different kind of liquor and come up with a better drink than any of you ever tasted. I'll show you. Give me that glass, Joe.
Well, why waste good liquor?
What do you mean, waste? My party, admit. And it's in our right little scotch.
Hey, not too much.
Now, little gin. Well, gin, dash of absinthe.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, him out. A little this, a little that, and some of this here medicine.
What's that then?
I don't know. Could have poured it in now. Some of this.
What a mess.
Some of this. 2 drops of this. 3 of this.
Look out, it'll explode.
Mix it all up.
Hey, who's gonna drink that anyway?
Not me. There we are, all finished. Give me a glass, somebody.
Hey, Sam, you're not gonna drink that, are you?
I am, you know. It's the greatest drink in the world. Give me a glass.
Oh, no, not me.
Hey, Sam, forget it. You better lie down and get some rest.
Let me alone. Take your hands off me. You said I was gonna drink it, and I'm gonna drink it. Right out of the cocktail shaker.
He's really drinking it.
Holy cat, look at him.
Oh, boy. That was terrific.
How did it taste then?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Sam, he's sick.
Now I'm all right. It's hot in here. Window. I want the window open.
The windows? Who broke the windows?
Friend. Yes, yes, I'm coming down to the office. Party? All right, a man can have some fun once in a while, can't he? Yes, I'll be there. Goodbye. Oh, you are working for me, all right. Oh, where's the hat? Well, what in the window's broken? Phew. Some party. I'm going to tell the superintendent to get the windows fixed. I wonder what happened. Well, got to get to the office. Good thing the building has a lift. Couldn't walk downstairs.
Oh, good morning, dear Mr. Droger.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jensen. Just coming to see you.
And I was coming to see you. That party you had last night,
Never mind that now. I've got to get down to my office. The important thing is some windows got broken. Have them fixed, will you?
Windows? You mean...
I mean windows. The devil's the matter with this lift. I've been punching this button for 5 minutes.
Well, it takes time for it to come down when it's up on the top floor. Takes time for it to
The devil with the time. It's always going wrong, that lift. I wish that darn thing would fall through the basement.
Hey, it's falling. It fell. Just like you said.
Sit down, sit down.
Thank you, Doctor. It's good of you to see me without an appointment.
Well, you seem to be in such a state. What is it?
Well, you see, it's the head.
You injured it?
No, I don't think so. You see, I had a little party at my flat last night.
Ah, so that's it.
But isn't that alone? Something happened.
Well?
Well, my building, the lift, there was an accident.
And you were in it?
No, other people. They was hurt. What did you do with it? I mean...
Never mind. This certainly is the morning after the night before. Come over to the window. Let me have a look at you.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, now, lift your face to the light. No question about what you were doing last night.
It's me head, Doctor. Every sound...
Just the morning after.
But every sound... That darn aeroplane up there is so loud in the head, Doctor.
Well, don't get excited.
Why does that infernal pilot have to fly so low? Down, you up there! Why don't you crack up?
Look! He's falling! Take my arm.
Why, I'm all right.
Of course you are. That aircraft crash was an accident, pure and simple.
But I wish that lift in the aeroplane and both of them...
A series of coincidences. Now stop thinking about them. Come back to my office. I'll give you a sedative and you'll lie down and rest for a while and then you'll be all right.
Yes.
Coincidences, nothing more. Watch out, man. Look where you're walking.
Hey, you! How do you like that? Lincoln, Texas, I think they own the street. If I had my way, I'd smash them all up. It's happened again.
Drink this.
No.
I tell you, drink this.
I don't want
to. It isn't what you want to do. It's a sedative. Drink it.
Putting me to sleep for a little while is no help.
It'll make you stop thinking.
So what am I going to do? Stop thinking for the rest of my life?
All right. We'll think of something.
I don't want to harm people.
There must be an answer. Something that started it. Think, man.
I don't know.
Last night. Think about last night.
I don't know.
Drink. What did you drink?
I don't remember.
Well, you've got to remember.
The usual drinks, nothing at... I don't remember anything.
But something unusual. Perhaps you drank something out of the ordinary. Why do you look at me like that?
I did.
What?
That drink. I just remembered.
Tell me.
Oh, that couldn't be it.
Tell me.
Well, we got to kidding about who could mix the most unusual drinks, and I was feeling high, and I mixed one.
Well, what was in the drink?
It's just it. I don't know.
You must know. If I knew what was in that drink, perhaps some chemical.
I can't remember.
But you've got to. What was in that drink?
Stop yelling at me. My head hurts.
I've got to know.
Why don't you go? I'm sorry. I'd better not say anything.
Yeah. Just think about the drink you had. You don't remember anything about it?
Just that it was a mixture of just about everything.
How many different liquors did you have there?
Oh, 15 or 20.
And you don't know the quantities nor the combinations you used?
No, I tell you, no.
All right, we might as well forget it. We could try out liquor combinations from now until we're 1,000. We might not hit on the right one. I will have to think of something else. Hello? Yes, this is the doctor. No, I can't take any more appointments for today. No, I'm very busy. Now then, Drogon, the only thing left you... Oh, wait a minute, where do you think you're going?
To the office.
What?
Fred, my business. I've got to see to it.
No, are you completely out of your head? You're a menace, a walking danger. Don't you realize that you can't go out of here until we've worked this out? Some way to stop it. If you don't, every time you say a negative thought, it'll happen and someone will die. Do you want that? What's the matter with you? Why should you laugh? Stop it.
It's funny. I'm going to see my doctor because I'm going out of my head and he goes out of his head.
Drogon, you can't.
What do you mean I can't? I'm telling you.
What happened to you that all of a sudden you should...
I heard you say that I was a menace. When you said that, all at once, everything cleared up.
What?
Yeah. Me, a menace. Hey, that's the funniest thing anybody ever said about me. Look at me. Nowhere, half my teeth on me, and I've got a pot belly. And I'm a menace. Yes, you, a doctor, are supposed to judge things only by facts. Suddenly decides I'm a menace. Why? Because three crazy things happened that I had nothing to do with. Yes, that I had nothing to do with. Coincidences, like getting 4 aces 2 times running, or throwing 7 25s in a row. Or anything else where 2 and 2 doesn't add up to 4. That lift would have fallen anyway. And that aeroplane. So his motor cut out just when I said it. And the taxis. We were both so scared that we ran off without finding out whether or not there was a good reason why 3 taxis were smashed up. Sure, taxis have accidents all the time. So does that make me a menace? I ask you, is that the way for a doctor to talk?
I'm sorry, of course. You're right. I've been talking like an emotional moron. It's funny, isn't it? I'm the man who has always evaluated situations through factual evidence, and even then I've retained some measure of skepticism because I know how misleading human observation can be. Drogon, do you mind shaking hands with a stupid fool?
Certainly, Doctor, and you're shaking hands with one, too. Now, if you don't mind, can I use your telephone?
Well, of course.
You've got to call me office, you know, explain why I'm late. Had me scared for a while, you know. Hello, that you, Fred? Yes, I'm on my way in. I'll tell you I'll be there in a few minutes. But I'm telling you. I know, but I'm coming. Oh, stop yelling at me. Why don't you drop dead? Fred!
What's the matter?
I don't know. 1 minute I was talking to him with it. Fred, answer me. No. Can't be. You're lying. Hello.
Drogon. What is it? Tell me.
Someone said Fred just dropped dead. What time is it, Doctor?
1.
I can't just sit here.
You're my responsibility. I've got to think something out.
I can't just keep on not thinking anything.
Good heavens.
What?
What's the matter with me? You can perform miracles. I'm convinced of that. All right, then why in the name of common sense can't you perform positive miracles instead of negative ones?
Oh, I don't understand.
Now listen to me, it's simple. It's so simple that neither of us thought of it. Just as you can kill people and cause accidents, why can't you do good?
Good?
Yes, good. Heal the sick, give eyes to the blind. When it comes to killing, kill the ones who should be killed.
That's right. Maybe I could do that.
Now, wait a minute. It's all clear now.
Hmm?
Yes, Strogan, it's all clear now. Every miracle that you've performed today was negative. The Pauling lift, the aeroplane, the taxis, your friend, everything negative. You haven't performed a single positive miracle, not a miracle for good instead of evil.
Well?
Come with me.
Where?
Out in the street again. Come on, we've got to find out if you can perform a good miracle just as easy as perform the other kind. And if you can, well, you'll start making history in a few minutes, Drogon.
Good sleep, friend Drogon?
Why did I fall asleep?
A sedative I gave you. Drogon, I want you to meet my wife.
How do you do?
It's a pleasure, Mrs. Granger.
Yeah, let me give you a hand.
No, I'm all right.
Oh, of course, Drogon, I've told the entire story to my wife. She's clear-headed about this. I'll let her tell you what she thinks. Go ahead, Anne.
Mr. Drogon, Charles thinks you're a menace to humanity. I don't think so. I think the danger to others is not through you, but through somebody else. You don't know what I mean. That's understandable. I mean that you wouldn't willfully hurt anyone. But what if someone forced you to? Yes, what if your ability to perform miracles...
Evil miracles?
Yes, evil miracles, was discovered by some criminal. He could force you to do what he wanted, at no risk to himself. Because... since the criminal was performing an evil act, you couldn't hurt him.
In other words, Drogon, someone could use you for criminal purposes. Yes, blackmail the world, because through you he could kill anyone in the world.
You haven't said anything, Mr. Drogon. You do understand.
Yes, I understand. What do you expect me to do about it?
We don't expect you to do anything. The responsibility is beyond you or us. Whatever happens is up to the proper authorities.
Authorities?
My wife means that we must do this. We must tell the authorities what's happened. I don't know exactly what can be done, but this is an affair of government. Someone, someplace, the Prime Minister or a committee of some sort must decide what to do about you. Oh, Drogon, if it had only been the other way, if this power you've got was for good.
It's a wonderful idea.
What did you say?
A wonderful idea.
Charles, I told you he'd understand.
Oh, Drogon, I'm proud of you.
A wonderful idea.
Yes, of course, but why do you keep saying that?
You gave me a wonderful idea.
Thank you, but that's not important now. We've got to go to the authorities, all of us.
No.
Why should you say no?
I'm not going anywhere. Neither are you.
What?
Charles, why should he...
Oh, wait. What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm not going any place. Or you.
What do you mean?
Sit down.
What devil for?
Sit down. I've been listening to you, now you listen to me, you and your wife.
All right, of course we will, Charles.
What is this?
You gave me a wonderful idea. I want to tell you about it.
Why waste time? We know.
No, you don't. That's it. Everybody thinks they know everything about everybody else. I'll tell you about me. While you were talking with your wife before, I wasn't sleeping, not all the time. I was listening and thinking, figuring things out.
Well?
Well, now I've got something. Why shouldn't I get paid off?
Paid off?
That's right.
Well, how?
You said it before.
What?
I think you called it blackmail.
Charles!
The way you both look at me, you'd think I'd said something you hadn't said before yourself. Anybody that's any good to the world, I can kill. All right, as people gets paid in this world for not letting other people starve... so I'll get paid off for not making people die.
That's a pretty bad joke.
Joke? Oh, no.
Of course you're joking.
No.
You don't mean that.
Sit down, Doctor. Doctor, I said for you to sit down.
Don't you order me around.
But I am.
Well, this is preposterous. You wouldn't dare do anything. Now stop this
I brought you some tea, Mrs. Drager.
Oh, thank you, Fredericks. Just put the tray down.
Wait a minute. Take that tray out of here. Go ahead. Take it out.
I take orders only from Mrs. Craker.
Is that so? Why don't you die?
Fredericks!
He's dead, isn't he, Doctor?
Yes.
So you see, it isn't so preposterous.
You devil, you.
Well, up to now, it's always been just plain Sam.
I never thought that you...
It's just it. You should never underestimate a little man now, should you?
Charles, do you hear me? Call the police.
He hears you, but he won't do anything about it. Will you, Doctor?
Charles, Charles, don't just sit there. This man's a murderer. He killed Frederick.
Doctor, your wife's talking a little too much, isn't
she? Call the police, Charles.
Doctor, do you hear me?
Call
I suggest you tell your wife to shut her mouth.
Charles, call the police.
Or maybe you'd like me to say something to her.
Charles.
Well, I said to the servant.
Charles, call
suppose I said, Mrs. Crager, I wish you...
No,
Hannah, stop, stop. You hear me? Stop.
It'll be all right, dear.
Of course it will. Long as we're sensible about this. Now then. What is my plan? Very simply this. You and your wife are going to help me get everything in the world what I want. Yes, everything. What I tell you to do, you will do. You see now, letters here. I will decide on 3 influential gentlemen in our government, 3 wealthy gentlemen in industry, to whom you will send letters explaining about me. They won't believe, but at the time I tell them to, they will die, and the newspapers will know about it. And after that, everyone will believe me, now, won't they? And so as not to die, everybody will do exactly as I want, won't they? Because they won't have any choice in the matter. If they send the police against me, I'll wish the police will be dead and they'll be dead. They send soldiers against me, I'll wish that they'll be dead and they'll be dead. And soon from London to Washington to Moscow, everyone will be doing exactly what Sam Drogon wants them to do. And that'll be wonderful, won't it? All the good people of the world doing exactly what one little man wants them to do. You haven't said anything, Doctor. You understand what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes. It was inevitable.
Of course. I won't want you and your wife to leave here. Now then, we better have this man's body removed, and we better get to work. Or have you any suggestions?
Do you mind if I have a drink?
Drink? Not at all. Not at all. A drink started all this, didn't it? Go right here, Doctor. I'll have one, too.
Very well.
And you, Mrs. Crager, you're quite all right now, aren't you? Yes, I'm sure you are, the way you sit there looking at me. You and your husband will do exactly as I say, because you're both good people, and I'm death to good people, and you know that now, don't you?
Yes, I'm sure my wife knows that. How's your drink?
Oh, yes, yeah, quite a full one. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you. I'll drink to your continued good health. a strong one and a good one. Thank you. Doctor, I will... What? The drink to my throat. You put... You wouldn't dare. Okay.
Charles, what did you do?
I'll kill both.
Charles, he's going to...
Wait. I wish you
Charles. Charles, you killed him.
Yes. Poison worked more slowly than it should have, but it worked. Drogon, you made one mistake. You should never underestimate what good people can do, if they have to.
Silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.